Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new twist in the story today. Market Basket is giving some of the supermarket chain's employees who walked off the job weeks ago until this Friday to return to work at the company's headquarters and distribution centers. If they don't come back, the CEOs say they will consider those jobs abandoned and will end the workers' employment. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports the long standoff is putting a growing strain on the company's customers, especially low-income families, who make up a disproportionately large part of the customer base compared to other supermarkets.
Isabel Jackson is walking around the Market Basket in Somerville to see if she can find anything to buy.
This is the place to shop. I've been coming here for years. Their meats are fresh, their fruits and vegetables are fresh. They're really good for the right price. That's the thing.
And that's the problem. The price may be right, but there's still little on the shelves. Jackson has to buy her food somewhere else.
Having to go to Star Market, it's killing me. You get like 8 bags and it's like, mine was just like $100 and something.
Jackson says she's raising 4 of her grandchildren in an affordable housing complex, and she can't afford this company squabble. She calls the workers who've shut down the stores selfish.
I can't take it. I'm very upset. You know, you don't shut down a business like this and leave the people to not eat. Did anybody think about us?
Hi, pretty girl.
Heather McCormick and Todd Rousseau are raising 4 children in Amesbury, including their 9-month-old, Emma Arlene. Lately, they've been spending more to feed the family.
Like, I spend twice as much. We usually shop at Market Basket, and I totally go to Shaw's and, like, stop and shop, and you get half the stuff. It's terrible.
Even so, McCormick and Rousseau support the worker protests. They consider themselves low to middle income, working class. Rousseau says he identifies with Market Basket rank and file.
Like, I'm not going to pull into the store with all these people out front and signs and walk in and buy something. I'm not buying a single thing in there, you know.
I did that. This is one, and this is for my son.
At an affordable housing complex in Cambridge, Sia Lalano is unpacking from her latest shopping run. She's from West Africa, studies accounting at UMass Boston, and has 2 children. She says she'd be better off if Market Basket would break its stalemate.
The employees, they've been out for too long.
Lalano hopes the company's latest call for employees to return to work will bring a resolution.
I mean, I hope the issue could be solved as soon as they can do it. Don't wait. Trust me, don't wait.
One floor up, Maria Santiago lives with her daughter.
Hi.
The Cape Verde immigrant still shops at Market Basket, even though most shelves there are empty.
I bought cereal, couple this. That's all I couldn't find there.
Santiago says it's tough to get by without Market Basket.
I mean, we have to eat somehow if I don't have nothing. So I have to shop around, check what store have a special. But I have to take more than one trip.
And she says that's tough for many in this complex who take public transportation to get their groceries.
This is taking too long, and we are the one who suffer.
Low-income shoppers may differ on whether to boycott Market Basket, but they all agree there's only so much in life they can control, and this weeks-long standoff has taken some of that away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.